This is Joanna Schrader reporting for Eggwire.com, and I am with Greg Klein. Greg, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Well, Greg, thanks for joining me tonight. We just got done with a wonderful afternoon talking about PCV, but there's another issue that everybody's talking about, even though it wasn't the focus, and that's PED. So, Greg, let's start off and talk a little bit about what it is.
Yeah, you're so right, Joanna. PED virus was first introduced in the United States in April and May of last year, 2013, and since that time it has really captivated everybody's discussion because it has become so infectious and so pervasive, and so many farms have felt the devastating effects of the virus with the high mortality and the piglet losses. It is rightfully so. Everybody's talking about it.
Well, what happens to a piglet who contracts PED?
Yeah, it's a virus that's especially lethal to the very, very young pigs, the suckling pigs. But it can also cause clinical signs in any animal of any age. And so, but the mortality is mainly appreciated in pigs under 3 weeks of age. And in some cases, the mortality may approach 100%.
That's sad.
It's very sad.
So are they born with this, Greg, or is it something that they contract after birth?
Yeah, they contract that after birth, and it's going to affect the cells of the intestines, leading to a massive loss of electrolytes and nutrients, leading to severe dehydration and mortality. And there's very, very little that can be done symptomatically for the pigs.
Okay, now, here today, right before we kicked off, you actually have launched an initiative to really bring some conversation and some research and strategies around PED. So can you tell us a little bit about what you're doing now?
You bet. There's two initiatives that the Baron Gringelheim is pleased to announce here at this event. And the first is a cooperative effort between Baron Gringelheim and the University of California, Davis, CADMS. And it's called PED News. And we're really excited about this because UC Davis has had something very, very similar in the past called Foot and Mouth Disease News. And what they do, it's a news service, and they scour the globe on foot and mouth disease news. They bring it all together, put it in an email, and then send that to the subscribers. Now, the subscription's free, and you can choose to have that brought to you in a daily or a weekly basis, and BI thought that would be a great avenue to do this very same thing for PED. And so in conjunction with UC Davis, we are announcing that cooperative. So that's available to the AASB membership today, and they just go to the website and follow the link, sign up, it's free, and however you choose to have the PED news arrive in your inbox, it does. Saves you a lot of time. You're not having to scour two or three or four or five different websites to find the information you need. It comes right to your desk. You open it up, and you're going to follow a link that, if the topic interests you, you can follow a link that will take you right back to that website.
Now, Greg, what's the second initiative that you have around PED?
Yeah, the second initiative is, since the virus is so new to the United States, there's still so much that we've got to know. And so BI is committed to fund up to $50,000 in research this year, looking at applied and collaborative research. Now, there's a lot of different areas that can take, and we're going to be looking for the ideas that most are applicable to the industry, fund those research, and then bring that to the industry in an effort to further the knowledge, further the management, or even further the control of PED on the farm.
Well, Greg, one thing that BI does well is when you see these different issues, these different diseases or viruses, that you come up with solutions. So I'm sure, can you give us an update on what BI is doing in terms, you mentioned earlier, it's basically 100% fatal and you don't have a way to eradicate it yet. Where are you at as part of the research process of developing, whether it be a vaccine or some kind of antibiotic, maybe that's not the right term, to help, you know, with this issue?
Yeah, certainly. Baron Gringelheim has been working very diligently since, for almost a year now on this virus, working very diligently to bring solutions. You know, solutions, of course, would include a vaccine. So it is a high priority for us. We're working very diligently. We've got a lot of resources put to bringing a vaccine or finding a vaccine. And hopefully we just have to hang on and keep working and get that done and get it to the industry, something that's effective and good.
Well, Greg, you know, I think I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that your vets are all over the country. Actually, your vets are on work all around the world. how quickly should a piglet start to exhibit some signs of this? Should they maybe call one of your vets in to make sure that they properly diagnose this, and potentially if there's any sort of treatment, help treat that herd?
Yeah, it's a very, very infectious virus, and so the clinical signs oftentimes can be appreciated within 12 hours of the virus being brought into the farm. And so quick recognition by the producer, and in cooperation with their local herd veterinarian, then they can intervene and provide a strategy that best suits the needs and the goals of that farm. So it happens very, very fast. And so producers need to be ready to call their local veterinarians and as soon as they possibly can to find that one strategy that meets the needs of the farm.
Greg, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, we understand that PED is so very, very devastating to the producers, to the veterinarians, to the industry even, Joanne. You know, and so we really hope that they'll find that these two initiatives are meaningful and tangible efforts that provide them with, one, good information, or two, good data out of the research that can be applied on their farm and provide them with some results that are meaningful.
Great. Thanks, Greg.
Okay, thank you.